Hi everyone, Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 359 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 12th of December 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us at Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts for today are Brad, Jen, Jacob, Steve, Daryl, and a cast of thousands. And and your guest is Vincenzo M. Landino. And so this is welcome, Brad,
to welcome.
The last Tech Webcast for 2015.
That's correct, mate. How's your week been?
Busy with work and also sort of Christmassy activities like carols by candlelight and various other things that we do around here. But yeah, just been busy. The streets are busy. The tourists are starting to arrive up my neck of the woods now, and it's got that Christmas air.
That's good.
A bit of Christmas music, I'd play it, but yeah, it's got that Christmas feel to it now.
And we're back on January the 9th,
exactly, 2016,
Daryl.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have. I mean, I know it'd be nice for everyone to have a bit of a break and
definitely, mate,
celebrate Christmas and New Year and all that, and then we'll be back bigger and better in 2016.
Cool. Good stuff, mate. Can't wait for then. We've got Jennifer back on. How's your week been, Jen? Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you. It has been really busy. I did some traveling, went down to Atlanta for work, and it's been a successful week, though. It's been good. Finally got the new iPhone.
Oh, yeah. How do you like it?
You know, I had the 6 Plus, so the 6S Plus, I can notice some considerably better speeds, and I like it. I like it so far, you know. I mean, it's very similar, it's, you know, but it's, I like the always-on feature for Siri. It reminds me of my Moto X Pure Edition that has the always-on feature as well, so on Android, so it's similar to that, but yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Good stuff, and we got Martin on. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you on, mate. How's your week been? And first time on the podcast?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just been kind of limbering up for the podcast, really.
Oh, yeah?
Sort of, you know, working out and... actually, I've got a bung hand. I've got a torn ligament, a torn tendon in my right hand. So I've just been basically sitting in a chair staring into space.
Oh, okay.
In preparation.
Okay, cool, mate. And what do you do? Tell us what you do. Do you like do music stuff and that? You play in a band or?
Yeah, I play in a lot of bands. I play guitar for a living and I DJ.
Oh, nice.
That has been affected by having one hand that's working.
Okay.
So, you know, just been kind of hanging around.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Good to have you on. And what is Hannah up to? And hello to Hannah too, by the way. And she's...
Well, I'd say hi. I don't know where she is. She kind of got up and got out of the house. So
okay.
Probably just didn't want to hear me on the Tech Webcast, I'd say.
She's been on a few times and she's been great, actually, on the podcast.
She
has a good voice.
I've heard the one-sided sort of conversation in the other room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Good stuff. And we have got Vinchu. I can't pronounce your name. Vincenzo. Vincenzo, welcome, mate.
Nice to be here.
Good stuff, mate. Good. And good. How's your week been, mate?
Good. It's been a very pleasant week here. Right outside New York. It's usually very cold, but fortunately for global warming, it's been in the 60s Fahrenheit.
Oh, nice.
Which is very warm for the northeast of the United States this time of year.
What's that in degrees, do you know?
In centigrade, that's probably 20.
Okay.
15 maybe.
Okay, that's not bad.
I'll have to do a quick calculation.
That's not bad. About 15 or 16, I think. I'm guessing around that, I reckon. Yeah. And we got Faith on. Welcome, Faith. Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be back.
How's your week been?
It's been wonderful. I found out that my younger sister is getting married, which, you know, I've been crying all week about it because I'm old. And I got to see a friend for his 25th birthday party. So that was amazing.
Oh, cool. Okay. Good stuff. And also, happy Jacob, man, how's your week been?
All right, man.
What have you been up to, man?
Playing some GTA.
Oh, yeah.
And I've sent a few people of my photo from my game, my arrest picture.
Did you see that, Jennifer?
I did. You've been productive this week, Jacob. Good on you for some Grand Theft Auto. There you go. I wish I could take off work and just do that.
So. Well, I actually got him back in the game. I actually went and bought the game. So yeah. He said to me, buy GTA. Cool. And I did. And yeah.
Oh, that was nice of you.
I didn't buy it for him. I bought it for myself. But yeah.
You want us up? The first thing we did?
What's that?
We beat each other up on the game.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've had the game for a while.
What's that?
Good for you. He said he's had it for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's had it for a while, but he hasn't played it for a while, though, right, Jacob?
That's because they didn't add the skip feature, and it wasn't that easy to get by the parts I couldn't skip, so I had to go to cheating just to get by All I had to do was just fail all the levels before in the prologue.
Hmm.
They had that bank scene, then they go outside, try to destroy the cops before they destroy you. Then get to the helicopter, but then when you get to the helicopter, everybody gets killed easily by a sniper.
Have you played GTA 5 at all, Faith? Do you know that game?
Is that Grand Theft Auto, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
I played an earlier edition of that, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, but I have not played the new one.
Okay. Cool. What about you, Martin? You get much into Xbox stuff, mate?
I don't really have the time, but, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of more sophisticated interfaces where, you know, if you're getting into a brawl, you actually get injured.
Like in a real fight?
Yeah.
Ouch.
You know, and some kind of like, you know, miniature ambulance sort of shows up with paramedics at your door.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think I could really go for that.
That's virtual reality.
Yeah, but with actual.
With actual things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Jennifer? Do you get much into the Xbox Wonder?
No, I don't have any time for gaming. I prefer not to game, actually. I mean, if I had time, maybe, but who has that much? Well, I guess Jacob has that much free time.
Well, that's not. Yeah, I think he does.
Actually,
I was going to say, who has that much free time?
Well, he's only 24/7.
I'm almost as busy as Brad.
No, you're not, Jacob. Let's not go there, mate.
Oh, my,
you're not busy at all.
Gracious.
Try to help you find stuff and stuff like
so
that.
So, in short. I don't game. I don't game.
Okay. But... We should get you an Xbox. Daryl, so let's about the podcast, man. You've been on here for a while, right, mate?
Yeah, I have been on probably most of the second half of the year. I missed last week because I had a birthday celebration I had to attend to, and if I didn't attend, even tech webcasts wouldn't have been safe from the wrath of my mother. So
okay.
So I had to go and celebrate the birthday celebration last Saturday. But yeah, I've been on most of the year, actually.
All right, good stuff.
Most of probably the second half of the year anyway.
All right. Hey, how have you enjoyed it? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been good. It's sort of got me motivated and up on a Saturday morning and doing stuff. So I've enjoyed it and thinking about the different tech stories and through the week. Sort of, you know, trying to think of what's coming up, and so it keeps me focused on technology. Sort of knowing that you've got something at the end of the week to to talk about rather than just letting things drift.
Definitely. Have you got a favourite guest or highlight that since you've been on, do you want to mention?
All the guests have been, I think all the guests have been really good. We've had a great bunch of guests this year and they've all contributed. I guess my highlight has been the real development of streaming in, you know, like your Periscopes and your Meerkats, and I think Facebook Live is starting to roll out to us ordinary folk now. And so that's been an interesting thing because it really means now that people with their phones have now got a streaming media just in their pocket. And I think that's going to have a big influence, not just on technology, but on, you know, things like news stories in general and things where now people, instead of just taking a photo and emailing it into a news outlet, can now Periscope things or Meerkat things and have them live with potentially thousands or more other people can watch. And I think it's something that Google has sort of missed the boat again, where its Hangouts on Air are great, but you can't launch things like that from a mobile platform. And so I think Google really, when Hangouts on Air came along, was sort of the pioneers in a way of stuff like that, and it looked really good, but they've sort of stopped, and Periscope and Meerkat and now Facebook, which is the big, you know, 800-pound gorilla, it's running Facebook Live, and then the celebs have been using it, but I think it's going to now filter through to the rest of it. So maybe Google has missed the boat on this.
Mm. Do you think YouTube will do a live app, do you reckon, for mobile?
Yeah, they should. I mean, I can remember going back a couple of years ago, Vic Gundotra, who was Google Plus's big chief before it all got changed, and he walked out the door. He was there. I sat up one night late, and he was actually being interviewed on through a Hangout on Air, and he was asked the question, "When are we going to see sort of, you know, mobile versions of this?" And he was a bit sort of coy at the time, and he was worried about that people would use mobile apps to record copyright material, like they, you know, you'd go to a rock concert and start streaming it live on YouTube. And he said, we don't, at that time, they didn't seem to have an answer to how they could curb that. But in the meantime, since then, he's left, and Periscope and Meerkat have proven that people want to have the ability to do live streaming, and they want to be able to do it from a phone or a tablet. They don't want to be stuck behind a desktop or a notebook.
Right. Okay. So, Dale, do you have a highlight of guests? Who's your favourite guest been so far?
I think was it Rene Ritchie?
Yeah, Rene Ritchie.
Yeah, Rene Ritchie was good. Jason Snell was also very good. I mean, they've all been, I think we really had some good guests, and they've all brought something different to the podcast, which I think is great. But yeah, those two, of course, because they're such experienced podcasters in their own right, and they, you know, they were just very good, and you could just sit back and listen to them.
Yeah, definitely.
For hours if you had the time.
Yeah, definitely. Do you get into MacBreak Weekly at all, Daryl?
From time to time I do. Yeah, I sort of binge out on a bit of Twitch stuff. You know, I mightn't watch like MacBreak Weekly for a number of weeks, and then I'll just sit and watch several episodes at once late at night, or the same with, you know, This Week in Google and a number of the other ones. But, yeah, I do watch MacBreak Weekly when I get a chance.
Good stuff. What about you, Jennifer?
What about me in regards to what?
What I was speaking to you about with Daryl. Do you have any highlights of the podcast during the year or any favourite guests you want to mention? Or?
Gosh, you know, we've had a lot of wonderful guests. You do a fantastic job of lining up super guests. So, kudos to you, Brad, for doing that. And I would have to agree, Rene Ritchie and Jason Snell were great. I also love talking with Neil Perrin a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, he's always cool. One of my favorites. He's really, you know, real smart guy and brings a lot of good insight to technology. So I love talking with him. And just recently we spoke with Matt Braun on Sketch TV.
Yep.
And I thought that was really cool as well. And just, gosh, you know, I have a terrible memory. So I really have to look back. And try to remember all the different guests, because there's been so many. But none of them have been bad. They've all been awesome. So, you know.
Yeah, they've been all great. Been great.
Yeah.
What about you, Faith? Have you got any? I know you've only been on the podcast a couple of times. Have you enjoyed your time being on here?
I've absolutely enjoyed my time.
And would you recommend? would you recommend the podcast to your friends or your family? Or
of course I would. I mean, I always do.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Anybody that is interested in technology, you know, that has a passion for it, I think should be listening to this TechCast because you learn something new every time you listen to it. You know, it's very informational.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. It is very, yeah, it is very tech. Very tech indeed, yeah. Jake, what about you, mate?
What about me? I don't really have favorites. So it's just like, coming on, talking, asking questions, and doing what I want. But I agree, Rene Ritchie, he was pretty good.
Rene Ritchie, yep, Rene Ritchie. And there was someone else, Jason, I can't remember his surname, Jason Snell?
Was it Jason Snell? I believe I was on whenever he was on as well.
Yeah, he was on, yeah. And also Peter Cole, I can't remember his surname, Peter.
Oh, Peter, I know who you're, yeah. Talking about.
Yeah, Peter, yeah.
I can't remember his last name either.
Yeah.
And you know who else I thought was a phenomenal show was the what is her name? She works with Renee Ritchie up in Georgia Dow.
That's it,
Georgia
yeah, Georgia Dow. Yeah, she's great, yeah.
That was an awesome episode when we were talking about the psychology of gaming and why people game and just that, it was really fascinating. I really enjoyed listening to that show and being a part of that show and listening to her, rather, and talking with her.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Jacob. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jacob. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Jacob. It's all yours, mate. You can talk for 2 minutes.
What I was going to say, Brian, is talking about we had the guest on. We kept calling him Toots.
Who was that?
I don't know, but Jody loved the heck out of it. I think it was his last name that was screwing everybody over.
Oh. I can't remember who it was.
So Jody was saying, oh, Toots is in the show.
Do you remember that, Jennifer?
Jennifer?
She's thinking.
I don't know. Martin, what about you, mate? Have you got any highlights of the show? Have you been listening to the podcast much, or you just...
Not as much as I would have liked to. Silva has been a great...
Yeah, Hannah Silva's great, yeah. Yeah, Hannah Silva, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's been very fantastic.
Very insightful and informed.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah, definitely. I think Jennifer's back.
A little Skype alert.
Oh, okay.
And you've got to listen to Hannah's radio program.
Oh, you want to mention that, Daryl?
Yeah, Jay Air. So Hannah does a program where she does a music program. I think it's a Monday morning.
Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m.
Yeah, and so if you either listen to it through J-Air Radio, or if you like me and you're out of digital range, you can get it on their website, or you can get it on SoundCloud.
Yes, yeah.
But SoundCloud, so I get it on SoundCloud. So Hannah does a great job.
Yeah. Hannah's happy hour.
Exactly. Yeah, I can never do that properly.
Yeah. Crappy.
I have a sore throat constantly for them.
Yeah, yeah. So, Martin, tell us about what you do, mate. You do some DJing, that sort of thing, around Melbourne?
Yeah, I DJ at a few local places, a place called Cookie and a new joint called Magic Mountain Saloon in Amsterdam. And, you know, once, twice, three times a week, I play guitar in a lot of local things.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that keeps me a lot busier than it sounds like it might.
What sort of bands are they? Can you name a couple of bands?
Well, all kinds of bands. There's a band called the Vaudeville Smash who made a couple of releases in the last couple of months.
Oh, yeah, cool.
A single called the Richter Scale. I'm going up to play at Woodford Folk Festival with them just after Christmas in Queensland.
Nice.
I've never been there, so that's going to be kind of fun. And a guy called Eugene Hamilton and The Money. I play with those guys regularly. Released a couple of singles lately. Called I'm on Fire, and another one that just escapes me right now. yeah. I'm trying to dress this up, but, you know.
That's cool, mate. That's cool.
You know, just out there rocking, you know.
Good stuff, mate. Can you tell us about some of the equipment you use for DJing and that? Because I think people may be interested in that.
I use CDJ 2000s generally because you can whack a USB in one, and if the two of them are linked up with a Cat 5 cable, you can just do an entire DJ set off a USB stick, which is
okay.
Very convenient in the days these days where you're expected to have the entire kind of history of recorded music in your pocket when mm-hmm. someone comes up to bug you about it, but also total, you know, a couple of bags of vinyl with me wherever I go, and usually there's turntables so I can play.
But vinyl's getting very popular now, isn't it?
Apparently it is enjoying a resurgence again.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't believe it.
I heard a couple of years ago that, oh, everyone's like, ah, oh, vinyl's back, it's kind of popular, but apparently the vinyl economy is looking good. So I don't know, hopefully this is a thing, because it may mean independent artists are able to kind of get a return on what they make.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Do you use Spotify or any sort of music streaming service at all?
I have my curiosity about Spotify.
Okay.
It's been overwhelmed by my, I don't want to say Luddism, but you know, they have, and you cannot stop the march of technical progress. However, the way the business is set up is disastrous for, you know, sort of independent musicians, middle range musicians, and in fact is not so friendly to the kind of, like, you know, we've seen the biggest artists in the world kind of yank their catalogs from Spotify because the returns from it are so tiny. So I haven't used it on principle, and you know, that's, I need to know how, you know, the whole thing works, but
yeah, definitely.
I just haven't had the kind of stomach to use it.
Yeah. That's cool. Maybe Jennifer, do you want to fill Martin in on how that works, or?
On how what works? I'm sorry.
Spotify.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. On how Spotify works with the, in what regard?
Just
I'm
with
so
the
sorry.
Artists and stuff and the, you know, the money and that sort of thing.
Also.
Oh, yeah.
I might add.
So I think Hannah knows a lot more about that, I would imagine. Go ahead, Martin.
So I might add that I did speak to someone who works in, who, you know, has a significant role in the local, you know, performing rights sort of police agencies in Australia, APRA, and he said to me that Spotify have paid out, and they've paid out in a relatively fair and conscientious manner, but the labels have pocketed the money and are not passing it on to the artists. So, you know, this is recent news to me, so I'm kind of just digesting that.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how all of it works with that. I do have some friends that are artists that, you know, that are on Spotify, and I'd be curious to see how it works here with them in the States. There's a band, Brave Baby, and they are good friends of ours, and I'm curious. I'm going to ask them and see, you know, how do they get paid, and, you know, do they get paid at all, or how does that even work, you know? So, yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, I think Miss Melissa Bailey's on Spotify too, and she does music and stuff. But
yeah, you're right. Melissa Bailey's on there too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting there. To hear her view on it. What about you, Daryl? I know you've been using Spotify for a little bit. What's your view on it?
I'm sort of have a bit of mixed feelings, because I mean, I like Spotify and I like the fact you can just, you know, listen to music. But I do, and I've chatted to Hannah before. I think one of the podcasts she was on, we were discussing it, that, you know, it worries me about, you know, and I think we need more transparency. So in other words, everyone knows, you know, what cut is the performer getting out of it, what cut of the studio or the record label's getting out of it, and what cut is Spotify getting out of it, because then you can make a lot better judgment as a consumer if you care about the content creators and care about them making money, because otherwise if they don't make money, you're not going to get any new content. And I think if we have it much more transparency in, so we all know, then we can make a judgment on whether we support Spotify in it or whether we say, hey, you know, you need to be paying more money to the content creators, or if it's in fact the truth that the big record labels are taking big chunks and not passing it on and then saying to the content creators, oh, it's Spotify that's, you know, they're the ones dudding you. It really, if there's transparency, then also the content creators will know exactly who's getting the money out of this.
Sure, there also is kind of word, and I have read a number of articles that seem to kind of contradict one another, but that initially Spotify sold a considerable amount of stock to major record labels to get them on board to as part of the deal to get you know, to get rights to their catalogs. So even if Spotify are like shrugging and going, oh, we've paid out, you can see where the conflict of interest is there. So, yeah, like it's got to sort of shake out sooner or later, but.
Yeah, the record labels have a long history of screwing over the content creators, the musicians.
Exactly. And this is a great new way to pull these kind of
and that's why I argue for transparency. I think they should be forced to say, this is what the content creator is getting from us. This is where the money flows from, when a person clicks on a track and plays it. Where does that fraction of a cent or the cents, whatever it is, where does it go? Who takes their cut at what part, and then how much ends up in the pocket of the content creator?
Yeah, the crops have got to get enough water. And,
yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
And, but this is like, it's less some other amazing way comes along. This is the way that we're going to be listening to music, you know. The chucking a vinyl record on is all kind of, you know, is great fun, and there's, you know, the aesthetic sort of qualities of the whole experience is all, that's all fine, but, you know, we're going to be listening to music via streaming sort of services like this, so they got to do something, you know. Anyhow,
interesting. All right, what about you, Vintrative? Have you got any view on that, mate?
I'm sorry, is that me?
What'd you call? Did you call him Venturative?
I can't say his name. I can't say his name.
Vincenzo.
I can't say his name. Sorry,
Vincenzo. Let me just pause for a second. We have a friend, a friend of the show. His name is Vincent.
Vincent Brown,
and,
yeah.
And his nickname online is Vintuitive, which is why he called you. I think you called him Vintuitive.
Yeah, I tried. I can't say his name.
It's okay.
Tongue.
Enzo.
It's a, sorry.
What Enzo? Enzo's a good one.
Enzo.
Yeah, so you're talking about Spotify in general? Is that what we're still talking about?
I
use Spotify. I don't use anything else. I think that the Spotify, I think we talked about this a little bit pre-show. It's just, or maybe it was during the some banter, but... I like the social aspect of it, and it for the artists that don't want to be on Spotify, I don't really listen to them. So it's been a great product. I've had them since I believe they were invite only in the United States for a while. I want to say maybe a couple years ago, and I jumped right on the bandwagon. I really enjoy it. So I'd like to see where this goes. I don't really pay much attention or follow the entertainment industry and record labels and see what they where they try to keep their music, but I hope that Spotify stays around. I like I said, I like it, I enjoy it, and I'll keep using it myself.
What about
I don't have another option.
What about Apple Music? What's your view on Apple Music?
I've only used Apple Music for the free trial, and I'll be honest with you, I barely even turned it on because I'm just so used to Spotify at this point.
Yeah.
They have, you know, they have, it seems like what, it's almost like the exact same thing everybody else is doing, like other streaming services like Spotify are doing, but yeah, not a fan. It didn't help me listen to music that I wasn't already listening to on Spotify, so I didn't go through with the subscription after the trial.
Mm. Okay, Jacob.
I had the same exact experience. Yeah. So the same thing. You can't get me to switch over from Spotify. I mean, I'm so invested, and I have all the playlists, and even collaborative playlists with others. And I'm just so is someone filing their nails in the background there?
Yeah, I could hear us.
Yeah, what is that noise?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm filing my teeth.
Yeah, but no. And then when I tried Apple Music, there's just it couldn't win me over either. Yeah, so Spotify for life, or I don't know. Yeah. For at least the next few years until something better comes along, but I don't think it will. So
no.
We'll see.
I want Spotify on the Apple TV. They need an app.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be great.
It's very hard for when you've got a powerful incumbent like, say, Spotify. It's very hard for other players, even a giant like Apple, to get traction unless you can provide something that's over and above better than the incumbent. Otherwise, people say they've invested time setting up their playlists and curating their music and getting their social engagement going. And so it's very difficult for people to say, oh, well, I'll dump that now and I'll go to Apple Music or I'll go to whichever other services out there.
Yeah, definitely. On your Spotify, Dale, I can't view what you're played, mate.
Oh, I'll have to look at the settings. I'll have to look at the settings because I thought I'd made it.
Because it should say recent played art or something.
Oh, I'll do that after the show. I'll have a look at my app and I'll figure out what I'm doing on. Because I've been playing things like, you know, Deep Purple and
Black
Sabbath and...
Have you checked out Spotify Top 50 from?
I haven't checked them out yet. I've been doing a bit of Midnight Oil, and I've been sort of pulling together some of. You can see how old I am. I'm sort of pulling together a lot of my old favourites.
Yeah.
A bit of AC/DC.
Benny Hill.
No, not Benny Hill. I didn't mind watching Benny Hill the TV series many decades ago, but no, I haven't pulled out any Benny Hill music. So, no.
We're actually going to have Spotify on the podcast in next. When we come back, Daryl. So, also some giveaways too from Spotify as well. So, look out for that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you arranged that? You set that up.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic! I'm really looking forward to talking with them.
So, I'm just waiting on a date for them to come on, and that should be good.
Excellent.
Yep. Jake, what about you? What's your view on that, mate?
On Spotify?
Yeah. On all of it, what we spoke about, mate.
I don't have anything to say about Apple Music.
Well, you know, because you don't use it.
No, I tried it. It was... But Spotify rules the roost.
Yeah, I like Spotify. I like for the social thing of it, so you can share stuff and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Why I don't like Apple Music? It's like when you clear your cache or something on your computer, it cleans out iTunes and you lose all your likes. They're not saved on the server.
Okay.
Like Spotify. Okay. Spotify has theirs blocked. So you can't do that. That's theirs is like a cloud server. iTunes doesn't do that.
Mm. And what about you, Faith? Do you use any music streaming service at all?
I'm actually a supporter of Spotify. I'm a pretty musically motivated person, so I kind of have a playlist for how my day goes. Whether I'm driving out of town, I have a driving tunes playlist.
That's cool.
Or I'm cleaning my house, I have a different, you know, type of playlist for that as well. And, you know, Spotify really works for people that are like that, that just kind of listen to music kind of on a day basis. I do think that Daryl has an amazing point. I think that, you know, artists, if they're not being completely reimbursed for the music that I'm listening to, you know, I would like to know about that. For the moment being, I'm going to stick with Spotify just because, like Jennifer was saying, nothing really compares at this level. But, I mean, personally, I mean, I like it. I use it every day.
Would you be happy if they put the price up?
I mean, it really wouldn't bother me. I think that if they extended the price, as long as I knew that the artists were being reimbursed for that and I knew that it was going towards music, then, I mean, I would pay it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I would too. Yeah, I think they need to be paid, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely less expensive, you know, than just going out and buying the CD and listening to two tracks on that CD.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Jacob, who have we got on today as a guest, mate?
Vincenzo.
That's me.
Oh my gosh. Vincenzo.
We're going to have to do an edit job, and it'll be like how many times Vincenzo's name was mashed.
It's not hard.
Well, I called him Valentino. I called him Winston at the beginning of the podcast.
It's kind of like whenever Jennifer called me Paige during the newscast a few weeks ago.
I did, didn't I? Paige. I don't even know where that came from. I mean, there wasn't even a Paige around. I mean,
so. Yeah, what is Paige up to these days anyway, Faith and Pam? What's Pam up to?
Miss Pam? Gosh, you know, I actually haven't spoken with her since the last time that I was on the show. I'm a horrible friend. I need to give her a call. I know that she's been very, very busy, and I've been very busy. It always seems like she's doing really well. I know we talked last time, and she was, you know, in New York City for Fashion Week, which was, I mean, I was incredibly jealous. I've always wanted to go to New York Fashion Week, but still doing Pageant Live, it seems, and just staying a busy bee like normal.
The channel's not there anymore. We checked.
The channel's not there anymore?
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah, because she was using her daughters.
Oh, well, my mom hosted about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Was she on there, or was Pam there? Or?
I don't know if Pam was there. I wasn't on that show, but I know that Pam had asked my mom to host because she was going to be unavailable for a few weeks, and my mom hosted, she hosted two shows, actually, both Wednesdays.
Yeah, no, Pam actually just tucked. Yeah, that's weird. Okay. I'll have to try and get
it. Maybe it's on another link, or maybe I don't know.
But anyway, Jake, continue, mate.
I have nothing. Put it this way, I don't have anything to say about Apple Music.
The guest.
Oh, but I thought you were still talking about that.
No, we're talking about the guest now, mate. Who's the guest?
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
All right.
Vincenzo.
Latino.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Good to have you on. Tell us about what you do.
So I am the chief marketing officer and co-founder of 52 Creative. It's a digital marketing agency. I actually founded the company with one of your former guests, Cody Stevenson.
Oh, yeah, yep. Cody, yep.
Yep. So Cody and I have come together and, you know, really our passion is working with innovative businesses that are looking to get closer to their customers with digital and social solutions. We focus on customer service, whether that customer is you or whether that customer is your customer as a brand or a business. We know that the most important the most important asset for our business is who our customers are, and we ensure that we provide top-notch service to them. It's actually funny you guys were talking about all this because at the top of our flow chart, our organizational chart, we don't have the CEO, which is Cody's actually the CEO. He's not on top. We have our customer on top. So anybody that looks at our flow chart, our like organizational chart, they'll see the customer at the top. So the customer really is at the forefront of our business. That's what our most important. That's what's most important for us. We even started a podcast just for giving back to our customers and giving them more content information that we could deliver to them. So
cool.
Yeah, that's the business. Some digital marketing in a digital age.
Good stuff. How long have you been doing that for?
Well, the business itself, 52 Creative, has been in inception for a little under a year now. I had my own business before that, and Cody had his own business before that. We decided to join forces and kind of take both of our skills and talents, put them together. It's better. We're both team players. We figured it was easier to work together as a team than try to do some solo stuff. So like I said, it's been under a year for the two of us to be together, but we've both been in the business for, I mean, I've been over three now, and I was in an agency before that.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Was Darryl, any questions?
So for sort of digital marketing, if you were sort of speaking to sort of new clients or someone with a startup and or that's saying, hey, I want to get the word out. What's sort of the best advice without, I know you sell your advice, but what's the sort of best advice you give startups for the way they should market themselves?
Yeah, I mean, we don't focus necessarily on startups, but, I have consulted with startups before, and, you know, the biggest thing they fail to recognize is marketing, like you said, and why is it important for them? It's actually interesting to see, and I know I'll answer the question in a second. I want to kind of comment on it, but it's interesting to note that there's many startups or small business owners or entrepreneurs, solopreneurs that they focus on their content, which is amazing. You know, they focus on their product or their service, and they put together a great service or they put together a great product, but they fail to realize that without actually telling people about it, nobody knows what to do with it. And that's how, you know, that's how we came in. That's actually how I started originally with my business, is that I consulted a small business startup, and they had a great product and they had no idea. They were like, why aren't people buying our product? And I said, well, in the year 1996, everybody had a website, but it doesn't mean that everybody knew about your website. I don't know how many of you guys had websites, but I was about 12 years old building websites in 1996, and you know, nobody knew what the website. I didn't know anything about marketing. I knew how to put together a website, but I didn't know how to market a website. I didn't know about SEO. I didn't know about any, you know, content at all. And so that's the same thing. You know, we fast forward to what are we, almost 2016, so 20 years later, and excuse me, we focus on storytelling. Tell your story, whether you are a startup or whether you are a business or brand that's been around for many, many years. Everyone has a story, and everyone likes to know your story. I'd say there's definitely a mindset shift nowadays as to what consumers want to hear or what consumers want to know about you as a brand or a company. They don't necessarily, you know, I don't always buy a product for the product itself, because I know that there's hundreds of other products out there just like it, comparable quality. I usually buy a product because I like the brand or I like the story behind the brand, and that's where we come in. Is we find the story to tell. We find the brand stories. We find ways to tell their story, and we focus on that. We make it important for them to connect with their customers, because their customers are real people. Their customers are individuals just like you and me. We want to buy, we're going to buy products. We're likely in the market for whatever product it is they're buying. But we want to be close to them. And that's the mindset shift nowadays. You know, in 2015, 2016, we want to feel like we're connected to the people within that brand. It's people. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily a logo. And you know, I can talk about things like this all day. But, you know, if you go online and it's very rare that you're going to buy product from just a mark, right? You know, any mark. You're going to look for human interaction. Let's take you know, a brand on Twitter. You don't go and find whatever brand is on there with the little logo in their profile picture, and that's who you want to talk to. You're talking to them because there's somebody behind that profile talking back to you. You know, with human interaction, not just automated responses and automated, you know, thank you for tweeting at us. We'll try to respond to you in 24 to 40 hours. I mean, email was like that. It still is like that, right, to this day. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, you know, with all the digital content and digital, you know, and social media, you know, we have the opportunity to talk to our clients and our customers like they're human beings, because they are human beings. So shame on us if we're not using it. And that's, you know, essentially that's what I would tell any client coming in, is that you're doing your customers an injustice or a disservice by not providing them the content they want to see. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I know for myself, the brands that are talking to me where I already am are the brands that I'm buying from, the brands that I'm spending my money on, and those are the brands that are doing it the best.
Yeah, Greg, what's your favorite brand? Like, do you like Apple?
I do love Apple. I mean, I have all Apple products. I'm sitting in front of a bunch of Apple products right now. But I, you know, I like, let's see. Oh, this is tough. This is a tough choice. But I really like, you guys don't have Applebee's in Australia, but I did some. We have them here.
I was going to say, we have it in North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm not a huge consumer of Applebee's at all, but I know the brand and I know the mark itself. And they do a great job of getting in front of their customers. And they really find ways to get in front of you as a brand. Like they will do anything they can. Whether it's a Twitter chat that they're handling, or whether it's live streaming on, you know, Periscope, they're finding ways to get in front of their consumers. And I really respect what they're doing as a they were very quick to jump onto the live streaming, which happened, you know, which started back in March. They were very quick, and I may be a little biased because they had hired me to actually strategize that for them early on. But you know, that to me stood out as, okay, you know, major brands are going to start playing with this, and now there's a ton of, you know, other major brands that are doing things like Red Bull and Royal Caribbean, Coca-Cola, cool. Taco Bell. Yeah, there's a lot of cool brands that are doing really good stuff. There's so many brands out there. I would have to say I'm definitely an Apple fanboy. Other brands that I'm passionate about, I would have to say Nissan and Toyota do a great job. Again, not just on social, but also like YouTube marketing, Red Bull. So there's some pretty fun brands. If you check it out, if anyone gets an opportunity to really check out their favorite brand and see what they're doing online, you might be surprised. I mean, I'm sure not every Toyota consumer knows or watches the YouTube videos, but they have a ton of great content on YouTube that I really admire. Same thing with Red Bull. They have just great content out there.
Did you purchase the new Apple TV?
I have not. So I already have, and shame on me, I have Chromecast. I also have the Amazon Fire Stick. I didn't buy those. I was given those to test out.
Cool.
And I figured, you know, there was really no – and I also have a Sony PlayStation 4 that has all the apps on it, and I have a smart TV. So I felt there was no need for me to buy another device that did all of that.
That's a good point.
But I do want one. That's a good point. I don't see a need for it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now that's a fair point. Yeah, you don't need. Yeah, yeah. You don't need all that. You got the PlayStation, and you know.
As much as right, and you know what else too? As much as I am a fan of Apple products or any, you know, other products as well. I enjoy Sony products. I enjoy Nikon products. As much as I enjoy all of those, I'm also not a consumer that will go out and just buy something for the sake of buying it if I already have something that works or is. So I'm also a little bit of a, I don't want to say a smart consumer, but I'm definitely a frugal consumer.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to buying things like that.
True, true. What about you, Jacob? What's your view on all that? And do you have any questions?
Just the one.
Yep.
It's just when did you start it in the media?
With the company itself?
Yeah.
So officially 52 Creative came about 7 months ago. But like I said, I had my own business before that, and my business partner had his own business before that. We kind of decided to stop doing our own things and combine efforts. And that was about 7 months ago, or 6-7 months ago or so. Again, I've been involved in digital marketing and social media marketing for over 3 years on my own, and consulting on my own. And I was at an agency before that for about a year. So overall, with professional experience in doing social media marketing, digital marketing, you know, over 4 years.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, what do you think about Google Plus?
What do I think? What's that?
Is it turning into a trash heap and a ghost town almost?
You know, I couldn't even give you a definitive answer on that. I would like to think that there's no use for it. Being positive, I'd say, okay, yeah, there's still a use for it because it's Google, and you don't want to completely shun Google. But I'm finding less and less actual purpose for it. It just doesn't seem like it's as practical. And with all these other, you know, like, I don't know if you guys noticed LinkedIn changed their mobile application recently. You know, Facebook's making all types of adjustments. Twitter's making all sorts of changes and updates. So everyone's making all these updates, and it's like Google Plus seems to just be falling farther and farther behind on the, you know, the hierarchy of social platforms to be on.
Yeah, definitely. And what about Blab? I know you've been using Blab for a while too.
Yeah, I love Blab. I think it's a great platform. It's definitely I believe it's built off of the same infrastructure as Google Hangouts, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Although it's on the podcast, so it's already recorded. But I actually think the quality could be better. Right now, I actually was recording my podcast on there originally. That's where I was recording a lot of my episodes of the podcast. And I noticed it just wasn't giving me the audio quality I wanted. So now I'm recording directly. I'm actually recording directly into my software through – I use Skype with calls, which is far better compression than Blab. But I think Blab has a different purpose, which is to bring people together, communities. You know, you get up to four people on screen talking, like, you know, in a roundtable discussion, and then you have an audience watching you. So you could, you know, anybody can become a live broadcast show host or a live show host, and I think that's really powerful. It gives people power instead of giving. Or it gives people power and takes away some of that power that, like, the, you know, networks have, cable networks, television.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to replace cable television or, you know, any type of television or even streaming TV, but I do feel that it does take away from, you know, people, everyone, you know, you watch television, you say, wow, I wish I can start a show like that. You know, you watch daytime TV or daytime talk shows, and there's a lot of individuals that say, I wish I could do that. Well, now they are doing it with Blab or Google Hangouts, because that was also a way to do it. People are also doing their own shows on Periscope and Meerkat and other live streaming services. I think it's there. Blab is there. They're missing something. I don't know what the something is. It's probably some sort of big time name behind it, which they do have. I believe they have some billionaire behind them, but if they had some big platform behind them to bring it mainstream, it would do them a lot of good. Right now, you know, as a marketer, it's hard for a lot of marketers to step back and say, okay, this is really big in the marketing world. You know, in our marketing bubble, there is a lot of marketers here. So it's easy to say, wow, the whole world is on here. Well, not really. Same thing with Periscope. 10 million users is nowhere near the amount of users on Facebook, 1.5 billion. So sometimes I think stepping back and taking a look at it, you know, I like Blab for what it does. I'll continue using it, but I don't put all my eggs in one basket. That's one thing about me and our company. You know, we don't put all our eggs into one basket, because it's very difficult to build on rented land. And if I put all my eggs in the Blab basket and Blab goes away, I instantly become irrelevant. And that's what we like to tell a lot of our clients. That's what I've been telling my clients for years, is to you know, to ensure that they're building their own assets. So yes, Blab is great. I love it.
Cool.
But I'll find other ways. Like, you know, kudos to you guys for over 300 episodes of a podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, mate. I love doing it. It's great fun, and love chatting with people, and it's really cool. Now, Faith, any questions?
When I found out that you were in digital marketing, I think that's awesome. My parents ran a internet marketing website for the last 20 years, and they started off with a Windows 95, and Google search really didn't exist at that time. So, now, you stated that, like, marketing is incredibly versatile. You have, you know, coupon placement, you have website generators, you have the consulting itself to, like you were saying, explain to people who run busy businesses and are all about their product and all about, you know, making it better. Explain to them, like, okay, well, not only do you have to do that, but you also have to know what your customers want as well, and how they're feeling and what they think about your product and what they think about you as a company. You know, now in your particular field, do you directly mainly consult for client purposes, or do you, you know, project into digital marketing as well with website generators, coupon development, you know, things like that?
Yeah, we build, we create content. We will come in and strategize if that's what's necessary, and we will go all the way into implementation execution of the strategies that we put into place. So it's really dependent on the client, right? Some clients will, they want their own internal staff or their own internal team working on things, but they don't know how to go about it. So they want content created so their staff can focus on how to market this stuff or how to actually deliver this out to their customers. There's other brands or businesses that don't want anything to do with it at all, or they can't afford to hire a team internally, so they want to outsource it. And in that case, we'll take over everything from creation to training internal staff on, you know, internal best practices, also how to handle their own accounts. And then we would also execute for them. It, you know, there's no brand that's the same. If I were to sit here and tell you that every brand came to us for one thing or we only did consulting, we would essentially cut our, you know, market for clients in half or less. There's so many of them now. A lot of the bigger brands I'm noticing want consulting. You come in, you consult, you're done. Like, we just want you for this per project or to train our staff or train our team, and that's it. I'm noticing a lot of the smaller businesses that don't necessarily have the funds to hire a team, but they don't have the funds to create like amazing content. They'll try to create some content themselves, but then they don't know how to deliver it. So they'll say, hey, can you take over our social media marketing? So it's a little all over. I don't say all over the place, but it's a little bit in every direction depending on the client and the size of the client.
Right. It's like it's a jack of all trades trade.
Yeah. I hate to use that term, but you're right. It is. You have to. I don't want to say we're all things to all people and all things to all clients, but we do have to be aware, cognizant of what the clients want. So we can deliver it. While we would love to be able to create the content and deliver it for the client and execute and implement everything, because that would be the full showcasing of what we do, you know, there still are those that can't afford that. And yet there are others, like I said, the bigger brands, that all they want is come in, train, and leave, or come in, work with us on one project, and that's it. So it's still – it really, really depends on the size of the brand. I'm noticing there's a bigger delineation now between what brands are looking for. Like, the bigger brands are – it's amazing. The past 3 months or so, I've noticed a lot more big brands hiring for consultants. So if we said, no, we didn't do that, we would lose a lot of opportunities.
Good now, stuff,
you definitely
man.
Have to be completely versatile in a marketing company. I own a small little business, Faith Tyler Consulting, and I mean, it's modeling consulting. It's not, you know, internet or digital marketing, but it's the same. It's the same idea. It's imperative to be versatile. You know, if they need to go into an agency, you know, then you have to be able to know, like, okay, how can I consult you, and how can we get a portfolio together that an agency is going to accept, you know, with the background that you need. And if they want to do it independently, you have to come up with that. And if they just want one photo shoot, you have to come up with that. And but if you weren't versatile, you would lose half of your market.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Jennifer, any questions before we wrap up?
Not questions necessarily, but I just wanted to say that you are in a fantastic industry. I'm in marketing right now with Sprint, and digital marketing is something that's very important to us, of course. And so I just love what you do. I think it's really important also for the smaller brands too, just to become aware, the smaller businesses rather, to become aware and really make a name for themselves and to embrace social and to embrace digital marketing, which a lot of them just, they don't know where to go. You know, they start something and maybe they have a team of 10 people and, you know, and they have their business going, but they really don't know how to get that word out and then build the awareness and in the digital space that they're in. They might know how to do it locally, you know, but past that, it's where a lot of them struggle. So just kudos to you and your team. You're in a fantastic industry, and and you're welcome. And your site is fantastic. And I think everyone that is needing some assistance should definitely check you guys out, 52creative.co. And you have some impressive clients too. I was looking at your clients. You know, you work with Applebee's, Novotel, and Barilla, and BTC, DC United. I'm not too familiar with DC United, but I'm pulling up their website right now.
It's a Major League Soccer team here in the United States. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I should know that, but I'm embarrassed that I don't.
They're right out of DC.
All right.
BTC Revolutions is an amazing. They're actually a social media agency, so they have some great clients. We've done some live streaming strategy for them. So even though they do social media, they weren't too keen on the social media the live streaming aspect of it. So we helped them deliver that to their clients.
All right.
So you know we'll work with agencies too. Go ahead.
I just want to ask you a question. So one of the things that we do is we really embrace our employees and we use them as extra social media outlets, right? Mm-hmm. Where we call them our social media ninjas, and we have the employees tweet things out and Periscope things and just really try to get the message out about our organization. Do you recommend that as a solution or as one of the tactics that companies can use to help, you know, to use their employees as ambassadors, to use their employees, if they have a lot of them, as an extra social media presence and kind of boosting the message and, you know, maybe sharing some pre-created content and building up the hype about their organizations?
Yeah, I mean, your employees, or, you know, your team, whoever you work with should be your biggest advocates. And if they're not, there's a problem. If your employees aren't, if you have to beg your employees to share or to be, you know, happy that they're working for you, there's a challenge there. So by empowering your employees to do things like what you just mentioned, to go out and, hey, Periscope, and, you know, go ahead, that's not frowned upon, or go ahead and, you know, send a tweet, go ahead and you know, be on Facebook, we'll do whatever you have to do, as long as it's not inhibiting their performance, but you're empowering them to be, you know, to have their own brand within the brand, then that's okay. And yeah, we do, you know, we do push that. We also, you know, we will come in and help brands create employee advocacy strategies, because a lot of brands don't know how to do that. They don't even know how to empower their own employees. But yeah, that's the biggest thing.
All right.
And you know what? You don't have to pay for that. You're already paying for it. So it's
good stuff,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Where can I get hold of you if they have any more questions for you?
Yeah.
Where can they get hold of you on Twitter?
Oh, they can get a hold of me on Twitter at Vincenzo Landino.
Vincenzo.
Or just check out 52creative.co and you can reach out to us.
Good stuff. Martin, have you got any views on what we spoke about? Any questions, mate, before we go?
No, like, I've just been taking it all in. As far as marketing goes, I will say, please listen to my band Crackpot on Spotify. Come on, that's got to someone's got to find that funny. All right.
That's funny. Yeah, that was funny. Daryl, before we go, mate, you want to mention any cool gifts ideas before we go, just real quick?
I think if you're looking for Apple TV, it'd be a good gift. I can give people my address if they want to send me an Apple TV. The Apple TV would be a good gift for anybody, I think, particularly older people who may have internet television but don't have any apps and don't really understand it. It's easy to set up, plug in, and
yeah, definitely.
Away you go. I think that would be a good gift, or even just something like an iTunes gift card. It might sound, you know, pretty boring, but an iTunes gift card for some music, or something, or TV programs or whatever that would be cool.
I love the iTunes. I buy them all the time. So Daryl, where can they get hold of you?
On Twitter at Learnscape on Twitter, and I'm probably the only person left on Google Plus now. So I'm and Google Plus, Daryl Hunt on Google Plus, and I'll switch off the lights if no one else turns up and close the door.
Good stuff, Daryl. Appreciate your time being on over this year.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Mate.
And you'll be back on next year.
As long as you want me on.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Problem. Good to have you on. I tried to get Andrew on, but unfortunately he couldn't make it because he's out doing stuff. So it would have been good to hear from Andrew, but anyway, you can get me on Twitter at Brad. I was at a tech webcast. What about you, Martin?
Menial Moose.
Okay, cool.
On Twitter, same on Google Plus. I'll be there with cobwebs on me. That's where to find me, and it's, you know, I can't vouch for the content, so.
All right, Jennifer, what about you?
And everyone can find me at jenniferruggiero.com. All of my social links are there, and my Twitter and Facebook, Google Plus, and all that fun stuff. So just check me out there.
And thank you, Jennifer, for you being on this year. Yay. You've done a great job.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and thank you for having me on.
Did you want to speak for Jody as well? Because Jody can't be on.
Oh, right, Jody. I'm sure that she would say the same thing, and she would have loved to have been here, I know. Mm. So, Jody, you can find her at sunswept. Sunswept, right? On Twitter. Sunswept.
Yeah, I think so. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Jen, for being on. You'll be here next year, sure. January 9th. We're back. Jacob Jones, what do you want to say, mate? It's all on you, mate.
I love the podcast. I always love doing it.
Yep.
And you can follow me at jazzbot32669. 1Z.
1Z. What about any Christmas ideas for people that they can buy for people?
Oh, the butt they can buy me. I have a wish list on.
Yeah, okay. Shut up. Don't mention that. Jennifer, what about you? Have you got any Christmas ideas for people?
Christmas ideas? You know, yeah, I think Google Cardboard would be a fun Christmas idea. It's inexpensive.
Oh, okay.
It's $30 or so, $30 to $40. And it's affordable VR. So who doesn't want VR at this time of year? I think it's a fantastic gift. It will work with any phone, iPhone, or Android. And that's my
good idea. David DeFranco, he had one in one of his videos last week, and you put it over your face. It's really looked really good.
And then iPhone. What you see is really cool too.
Yeah, so. I'm sure it would be. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
You go ahead, Jake. Sorry, mate.
I found when I was looking at Facebook earlier.
Yeah.
They were giving them away. You just go to the website.
Not anymore. That's gone now. That deal's gone. They were doing Google was having a giveaway of some cardboard earlier to celebrate Star Wars, and that deal has expired.
Okay. What about you, Faith? What do you want to say about the show? Good to have you on, too, for the past couple of shows, too.
It was great to be on, and I'm looking forward to watching it in this upcoming year. I'm not sure about Christmas presents. I mean, if anybody wants to buy me the iPad, the iPad Pro, you know, I'll give you my address. No big deal.
Yeah, me too.
I learned so much about it in these last couple of tech webcasts that I'm just, I mean, I may very well buy it for myself.
You should get one. You could get one. What about the Apple Watch? What's your view on the Apple Watch?
On the Apple Watch? Ooh, that's a good question. I think that I'm going to wait a few months and see, because the second one's coming out.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the quarter next year. But I think I'm going to wait and see what the updates are, see if there's any glitches, and how people compare it to the first one.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the third one's good. That's great. I love it. Jennifer, do you still use yours much, or?
My what? I'm sorry?
Do you still use your Apple Watch much, or?
Oh, my Apple Watch? Yes, I sure do.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I wear it every day, yeah.
Good stuff. What else? Any else? Daryl, mention this one before you go, mate?
No, just I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yep, same to you.
All our hosts, guests, and all the people that subscribe and listen, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a very safe Christmas if you're travelling, driving anywhere. Take care, and we'll look forward to seeing you all back on January the 9th.
That's it, mate. That's it. And Faith, if you ever do talk to Pam, tell her we said hi.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will.
All right, Jake, you want to say anything before you go, mate? Before I wrap up, you can say something, whatever you want.
Don't make me talk about Pam.
Can I say something before we wrap up?
Yes.
You can actually mention that on the podcast, Jacob.
I'm not going to say anything.
Good, because you hope you weren't going to, because I was still recording.
I'm not going to say anything. That's good.
What were you going to say?
Go ahead, Faith.
I was just going to give, Christmas holidays are coming up. Everybody needs to drive safe, you know, as a national ambassador for Beauty Patch. And I have to, you know, kind of state, you know, no drinking and driving.
Yep.
Keep it responsible. And then, you know, happy birthday to Drew Kempkis. It was his 25th birthday. He had, you know, a great time. I drove, you know, 9 hours to go and see him, and that was a lot of fun. My sister's getting married. Happy wedding day. She's getting married around, so
nice.
That's awesome.
Good on her.
And then you can reach me. I always get confused about how to reach me because I have a lot of things I'm doing. So, you know, you can reach me at faithtylerconsulting.com. Me and Brad actually set me up a Twitter. It's Smiling Faithy. And I'm on Instagram the same way.
Sweet.
And if you're interested in any sort of raising awareness for any medical conditions, you can contact Facebook at Angels in Green. And you can always visit the Today's American Woman pageant. I'm the 2015 National Ambassador. Visit them and find out exactly what all these national queens are doing for our communities in 2016.
So when you win them sort of things, Faith, what sort of prizes do you get? Do you get money in that, or what sort of prizes do you get?
There was a prize money. Most of the time, especially with like a pageant like the Today's American Woman pageant, it's all about raising awareness for your charity. So a lot of times they'll give money for a particular charity. Like mine this year was... you know, it was Angels in Green, you know, raising awareness for gastroparesis patients that are suffering with the condition. I also worked with No Boundaries International, you know, that's advocacy against sex trafficking in the United States. And so I really honestly, yes, there's some prize money. Yes, you get a beautiful crown and a sash and you get your, you know, to go to parades. And that really is an amazing experience. But the best prize that I personally got by winning that was raising awareness for the medical conditions and the issues that I felt needed to, you know, have awareness.
Good stuff. Well done, Faith. Well done. Good on you. Well done.
Absolutely. It's been great being on here.
Yep. Good to have you on. Thank you, Jennifer, for being on. Thank you to Martin for being on, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. Great to be on.
No problem. Good to have you. Hope you come back soon. Jacob, thanks for being on, mate. Appreciate your time over the year. You're a legend.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you to Vincenzo. I can't say your name again.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. Thank you for being on, mate.
Vincenzo. Pleasure to be here.
I called you, actually called you Vincent at the beginning of the show.
Which it's okay.
Which I was wrong.
No harm, no fall.
That's about it. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, everyone, for being on. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew! To Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!